Hey everybody, before we get started, I do have a small message from one of our fellow podcasters.
Welcome to the Arcane Amphitheater, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play centered around a cast of morally ambiguous re-deviants. Join us as our cast attempts to atone for the sins of their past in this roleplay-heavy, character-driven story.
He's a really good friend. I hear all really good friends.
Our troop is sure to bring you laughter.
I am in the possession of magic-enhancing drugs.
Tears.
The pain that I've endured, it can't be for nothing, right?
Hope.
I did the unthinkable, and you better believe I will do the impossible.
But most importantly, characters worth rooting for.
I summon a vestige of a person that I wish I could have become but never could.
Don't miss out when the curtain rises at Arcane Amphitheater, available anywhere you get your podcasts, with new episodes dropping every Wednesday. We hope to see you there. Gang ho.
So, if you get a chance, give them a listen. Thank you very much, and back to our show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your humbled narrator.
Narrator.
I am the narrator. But before we get started, let's get some lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I play Fours, a level 8 shifter, and I rolled a 13. Marshall.
Hey, this is Marshall. I play Keegan, a level 8 fighter samurai, and I got a 5. Jesse.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jesse. I play Oswald, level 5 Inquisitor, and I got a 4. John.
Hey, yay. This is John playing as Lucius, level 8 Sorcerizer, and I got a 3. Mav, hey. Try to beat a 3.
Don't dare me. I'm Mav. I play Dosh, a level 8 Swashbuckler, and I rolled a 5.
That's looking good.
I was going to say, is this a preview of what's to come?
Bad rolls out of the way.
Alrighty, how about them recaps, John?
Yeah, so last session, it took us a second to figure out how to confront Justin, but we figured it out
Justin?
After, So anyways, we went up the elevator.
It's timeless, right. You'd say.
It's timeless.
Yeah, it's an enigma.
So we, I'm not going to pretend I don't know who Justin is. Sorry. We decide we're going to go up and confront him. We leave Sheriff Blank down below handcuffed, who kind of devolved from a grim, freaking heartless sheriff to a kind of cowardly-ish Alex Jones figure. I feel like he was like man of little words, and then just suddenly he's just really... been listed a lot of knowledge fight lately. So we left him behind, but we managed to recruit his last remaining... Was he a friend or was he a deputy or what was he?
Yeah, he was a member of the police force, the Hands.
Okay. So we jumped up to confront Justin, and we let him have Alumanth, who jumped him and attempted to kill him. And Alumanth didn't quite make it. But Keegan was able to grab his sword and then erase Justin from time. During this this fight, Oswald decided that it was best to run away and find a place to sleep. And we managed to just get out of there afterwards. Now Keegan's father has taken Justin's place in reality due to Justin being erased from time. End of the session, Taroshin called me and told me to meet him at a site where we will have a duel or fight it out. Maybe we can get out of this one. We'll see. But sometime tomorrow when we wake up, I'm going to have to confront this guy with the team. I think that's my recap.
And Keegan knows way too much.
Well, it's a good thing that we're super well prepared for Taro, the encounter with Taro, because of our extensive planning.
You didn't happen to create a reality where we planned a bunch, did you?
I can try.
I was going to say, even if we did plan, those plans might not be completely usable now with the way things are.
Yeah, almost every plan that we had kind of thought of has been shot down by things not existing anymore.
And yet one big new plan just went on the table, which was sword.
Well, it sounds to me like Taro wants to duel to the death sort of thing. And at this point, I think I'm all right with that.
Didn't he say you could have like a hero and do a one-on-one with a representative or something?
I said, I don't think that was a thing. That's
right.
That's I didn't mention something like that.
That's not Lord Corlean custom. It's it would be I down to him and Lucius, the leaders.
Sword fight.
I think that's the, isn't that the Oromak version of the House War?
Yeah, the rules.
It's a champion v champion.
Because Jeff specifically called that out when Taro called.
So who you picking?
I'm going to fight him.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, that tracks. Lucius really has no firm grasp on the his own mortality. It's...
He's like, oh, God, what's that movie with Ryan Gosling and Gladiator?
The good guys?
The good guys. When he falls off the building and lands on the car, he pops up and he's like, I don't think I could die!
I mean, I know this guy's got to be tough, but he's a sorcerer. I've got tricks up my sleeve, probably.
We can't really be filled with confidence because you never share any of your plans with us.
The plan's going to be to fight him.
Are we still in the casino?
We ended last time with you all, I think, getting in Pulp's vehicle. Ernie can't come with. There's probably not enough space, but...
But we don't have Oswald.
You don't have Oswald.
So Ernie can come with us. I would have grabbed the sheath for this sword while we were still near Old Man's body. Sorry, buddy.
Old Man's
body. Should we do something with that?
Old Man's body is gone, but his clothes and his stuff is still there.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'll put the sword in the sheath, wrap it with his cloak or something over the handle and everything, and sling it on my back.
What was Old Man wearing?
Standard Time Flare gear, the kind of white tunic that covers pretty much the whole body, kind of, yeah, I think very, I forgot what the name of the white ninja G.I. Joe is.
Storm Shadow?
Shadow.
Yes, think very much Storm Shadow.
Alright.
Anyway, I'm bundling this thing up so no one can accidentally touch it.
Alright. And you do know, or you understand intuitively now that you are the bearer of a Time Blade, another person can take this and that you can choose whether or not that they receive the burden or not. So if somebody else uses this weapon, they don't necessarily get to learn about all the timelines unless you want them to.
Oh, okay. So Olamanth was just a dick and made me understand it.
My dying he breath. Did this to me.
With mortals my are supposed brother. To know this, but I you're cool. Zoidberg.
Well, think about it. Yeah. The choice could have been to maybe try to stabilize him or something so he lived.
Hey, there was a fight going on. I didn't want the other guy to get the sword.
I technically wanted the sword for us. Anyways.
Us.
What's done is done. Mortals aren't supposed to have this power. He bestowed me with it. Anyway.
Ripping it from his dang grasp, and he's like, you're bestowing this upon me! As you're like, put a foot on his chest and like, really yank.
He's like, hey, I'm still alive, could you heal me maybe? Sword!
Yes, I will accept this burden.
Was he still conscious? I feel like he wasn't, but he did say something, didn't he? Well, live and learn. Oh, we're hitting into Pulp's car.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd notice, well, I guess nobody else would, but Keegan, you would notice that Pulp's attitude towards you has changed. Very much the, you know, everyone hop in. It's not every day you get to help out the son of the Mesa Creek, you know?
Yeah.
You guys look like fucking hell. You need me to take you to one of them Gold District exclusive spas or something? Or if you're wanting something off the books, I can try to find somebody.
I think we just need to go back to our hotel at this point.
Do we have a way to track Oswald? I think that the idea, or we know that the Dream Realm has a lack of corners, and we're trying to maybe get him to go sleep there, but is there a way to find out where he is for certain?
Of course, can you track his HCOM?
I don't want to call him.
I didn't say, not call him.
Oh, yeah,
I could see if I can get his location. Get his location data.
This is hindsight things. Since I put trackers in the record, now I gotta put trackers on everybody.
I mean, I'd probably have like location sharing turned on my HCOM. That seems like a thing I would do.
Or we could call your parents and have them turn it on.
Well, no, because this is a new phone. My parents don't have anything to do with this phone, remember?
Oh, right. That's right. I took out that one.
You were saying the taller buildings were in the Gold Chip District?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Am I getting a location on his HCOM?
Yes. I mean, it wouldn't have height on it. So really, it would just be like, oh, he's at this corner and this corner at this building.
Right. So I guess you would know that it's a... You'd know that it's in that district and that it's like probably a taller building, but not where on there.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Do you want to go try and pick him up?
I want to try to put eyes on him and make sure that he's all right. So yeah, I'd say we drive to that building. If he's in trouble, then we gotta save him.
Was he distressed when you last saw him?
Yeah. He was all freaking out about the hounds. I mean, we popped him back with a, what's the bringing back to life or drug?
Jumpstart.
Yeah, popped him with a jumpstart. He had to be suppressed. And he was acting crazy on the way up the elevator. And then am I right that you turned invisible and then just flew away?
I threw a smoke grenade first, but yeah.
Like, no, he's not in his right mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what if he fell asleep and hounds are chasing him again?
Yeah. We should definitely figure out where he's at just to make sure there's no more hounds.
Alright, I'll give I blanked on his name. I'll give Pulp address approximate.
It's late evening and so there's not a lot of traffic. As Pulp will get you down to one of these larger law firm building. What are we here for?
Checking on an associate.
I'll add to what he said and say just hang tight, maybe circle the block.
Can do.
I'll get out as well.
Ernest will get out since you brought him.
I'll get out too. Since we brought him. Don't forget Ernest. He's there.
We collect people.
But yeah, from down here, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Yay.
I'm looking for a directory that shows like what all...
I got my 20 out of the way. 22.
Got a 25.
Got a 31.
10.
All right. Keegan and Fours, as you exit out of Pulp's vehicle, you'll look up and amongst the flashing kind of, the spotlights, the large billboards of Golden, and all the different kind of advertisements and things going on, you'll see the, cocoon shape of Oswald hanging off the edge of a building?
Yes. My goal was tallest building in the city and basically just right up at the roof, essentially. Like, not on the roof, but just over the edge of it. So, tall as I could get on horizontal space.
Then, with the 3125, you'd be able to spot the reflection of Oswald's Hedron mining gear, backpack, and things like that.
Do you guys think he's okay?
I could go check.
I'm really, really afraid of waking him up.
Well, I don't need to.
Yeah, just make sure he's breathing.
Sure. Yeah, make sure he's alive. That's a good one.
But we came here for, right?
Yeah.
This isn't a hotel, right? You said it was a like an office building?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go to it for us.
Yeah, I will try and find a discreet place to start my climb so I'm not just like facing the strip or whatever.
And that gives you a climb speed and it doesn't have a duration, correct?
Correct.
So it definitely will take you longer to get up there, of course, than it took Oswald. But you will be able to scale the side of this building. And after about, 15 minutes or so, you'd be up to the very top here, where you can see Oswald's cocooned and kind of sleeping form.
I'm going to take a peek around the windows of the building closest to where he's hanging and look inside to see if there are any of the mobs are generating in there.
You would not see any cause and effect like that happening. And even Oswald, you'd probably, if you want to wake up, you can. If you think that is something that Oswald would react to, as far as other forms or people around, depending on how...
That's a good question.
Have that jump, if you still have that jump start, or if you imagine that he's just passed out completely.
I mean, on the one hand, he is completely exhausted. but he's also super nervous and scared and probably has that jump start still coursing through his system. So I don't know. I imagine he'd probably be in a very deep sleep that at the slightest touch from Forrest, he would just suddenly snap out of it and just eyes open like, oh.
Yeah, I think if I check your vitals, that's probably going to happen.
Yep. So yeah, I'll just be there staring at you. Is everybody you good? Okay?
Yeah, everyone's down on the street.
Yeah, I'll visibly untense and relax. Yeah, I'm just tired. And this seemed like a safe place away from everybody else.
You staying up here tonight?
I don't have any better ideas. Anywhere else has people.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just give you a call and let you know where we're going to be tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that'll probably be good. Just a night's rest. I'll probably be better tomorrow. Okay.
Cool. So you won't be bothered if people text you or anything?
No, that'll be fine. I'll shift my HCOM so it's not in my pocket. Instead, it's pressed up against my chest, so it'll actually wake me up if it vibrates or whatever.
All right, cool. I guess you got your sliver still functioning, so just let us know if you... What's up?
Okay, yeah, okay. And I'm already getting drowsy right in front of you and starting to drift back up to sleep.
Yeah, I'm just going to start my... climb down.
Yeah, down below. I don't know if you guys have anything you want to do while you're hanging out. All in all, it takes about 45 minutes or so before Forrest is able to return.
No, I'll just be quietly thinking about confronting Taro tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be quietly thinking about this sword and the ramifications of it.
Pulp is definitely giving the side eye and not talking as much as he normally would be, because you guys brought a cop with you. And Ernest is definitely sitting on the hood, got his gun out, not in a dangerous way, but just kind of looking it over, and oh man, that was crazy.
I'll be out with Ernest, because I imagine Pope's car smells.
Yeah, it does. Ernest would probably be asking Keegan, man, your dad's going to be freaking pissed at you, right? You guys just trashed this casino and then took off?
I think for a minute, yeah, he's going to be pissed. Although, if he gets an insurance claim out of it, it might be okay.
You know what? This would be a good time to call O'Connie.
Yeah, the phone will ring. And, right. It's late, but you definitely...
It is late.
She would pick up and... Lucius?
Yeah, it's Lucius. I feel like I have to say that because it could be any one of us from anybody else's phone at this point. She's probably used to that. Yeah, sorry for the late call. We got out, and we lost Oswald for a second, but we found him. Right off the bat, I just want to tell you that the plan is to confront Taro Shin tomorrow, and I don't know what that's going to look like, but I want to pay you and pay a retainer's fee as well.
Okay, that's a good reason to wake up.
Yeah.
I'll send you the information so you can transfer the money over. If you're actually going to go confront Taro Shin, Mr. Creek is not going to be happy if you ruin his merger. He needs these foreign investors in order to keep this place open.
Sorry, it's hard for me to respond to that because I have to pretend that I don't know things, right? Yes. So. I have to pretend that was always going to be a problem.
So I feel like Keegan just gave his dad a casino, and we're just going to end up bringing him back right down to where he was before we get the casino.
Rip it away from him.
Yeah, he's definitely bitter and angry now instead of pensive and thoughtful.
Yeah.
I think the answer has to be simple. Unfortunately, I'm still under directive from Typh to confront him. So I have to do it, or else the people that we care about could be at risk.
This was always going to be an option. We had hoped to talk to my dad about it, but he's out of town. So.
Right, well, I will. Do I need to reach out in the morning for you, or what's our next steps here if you're putting me on retainer?
It means that I will reach out to you, and I will. I'm willing to pay to have your attention when I need it. So, in the case that things go legally bad, I want to be able to call you.
Sounds good. Not my first time representing him on.
Yeah, and if things go terribly, terribly bad, thanks for everything you've done. Click.
Yeah.
I kind of chuckle. Well, I haven't died yet.
Technically. Yeah,
there'd be that scene of her sitting here, sitting in her bed with looking at her phone like, that's ominous.
While we have like that 45 minutes to hang out or whatever, I want to read my Dosh book.
You find your instruction manual?
Yeah. I found a book in the magic library. That's my
story. Right. Story.
Everything I've done. Yeah.
The last chapter gets rather odd because it brings up names of people you don't know, having conversations about things you don't remember. And more importantly, the book seems to be continuing on with the original timeline.
So what's the original timeline? Like, where are we split? What's going on their side?
Yeah, so the way the book reads, you know, after confronting the Child of Oblivion, Dosh entered the top of the casino where Justin was waiting. After Justin was killed, and I guess what? There would be kind of like House of Leaves, like killed would be in a different color font.
Okay, yeah.
And like Child of Oblivion would be a different colored font, and then Justin's name would change to a different colored font as you're looking at it. After Justin was killed, as well as Sheriff Blank and the rest of his crew, Dosh continued outside to join up with his friends before heading to the hotel.
I'd be like, guys, I think my book's broken.
What do you mean?
Who the fuck's Justin?
He's in the book?
Yeah. Some guy named Justin and something of Oblivion.
I see that.
I see. Maybe we all huddle over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let everyone see.
I don't know what this means. This is really weird.
For Lucius and Dosh, as soon as you stop looking at the book, your brain just starts to smooth it over.
Right? Oh man.
A little bit of that memento kind of feeling of when you're not actively looking at that book, it's just gone. But Keegan remembers this.
Okay. So any conversation I try to continue to have kind of fizzles on their part.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Crap.
Do I remember reading it if I pick it up again, or is it like the first time I read it every time I pick it up?
It's, you get that heavy presence of deja vu once you start reading it.
Okay.
And like, you know, it's kind of that, like, when you start reading a book and then you put it down, you forgot to read it for like 3 years, you pick it up and you're like, you start remembering the twists and turns as you're going. Obviously, you know, certain names and certain things you read again, you're like, oh, I didn't pay attention the first time or something.
Okay.
Ooh, I like the, in whatever revision of Vampire the Masquerade we're playing, the obfuscation was like a power, right? And it's not so much that you're hidden from people, is that they can't comprehend that you're there. But when they do comprehend that you're there, it's like you suddenly remember that they were there the entire time. And that's its own shock kind of thing. You just suddenly, it just snaps back to you. It's if you always remembered it on that spot. And then you'll forget it again, as if it never happened. But so it's like there somewhere in the back of your head.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's a good way to put it. It's, what is it? Like playing peekaboo with a baby, right?
That's how they go. Oh, they're back.
Yeah, like as soon as you can't literally see those words, object permanence takes them away. And then once you reopen it, it's you remember coming back to the book. But Polpul walk back over with a six pack of hot dogs and hand them out to you guys while he's sitting on the hood. He specifically does not get one for Ernest.
I want to imagine it's not even like hot dogs in a bun. He just has like a pack of cold hot dogs in the water. He's just like pulling them out one at a time.
I was thinking the six pack wine case that would have a hot dog in each
spot.
Each bottle spot, yeah.
So who's the sixth hot dog for then if it's not for Ernest? Am I missing somebody? Did Tulp get two for himself?
Well, when Forrest returns without you, then he'll eat that sixth hot dog.
Ah, got it. Aw, Pulp's a nice guy. I don't know why you guys give him such a hard time.
Yeah, I'll thank him and crack a fresh hot dog.
He seems okay with me now. Because he doesn't remember I insulted him.
And because you forgot that he told us point blank that he would sell us out if given the opportunity.
Yeah, that's why I don't like him.
But you're all back together and Oswald sleeps above. Does Oswald dream during the sleep, or is this...
I mean, I don't see how it could not happen. Like, I think he's got to, right?
Does Oswald dream of Far Realm sheep?
Probably. I mean, there's a reason that he doesn't sleep very often.
The sheep are worse than the hounds.
Well, the sheep are big floating zeppelins with dangly horse hoof tentacles.
Counting those floating things from Starcraft.
You know, like a sheep has.
But yeah, if you guys take your time, Pulp will eventually go to his trunk and open up a beer.
I think we should head back to the hotel.
Yeah. So Forrest, how is he?
Oh yeah, there's that.
I feel like I'm the wrong person to ask, but he seemed okay.
And he talked to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
He seemed like he was trying to minimize damage by being away from people, which made sense to me.
You feel safe up there?
I mean, he wasn't shivering or anything.
All right.
Doesn't seem to be any quarters up there either.
Yeah, there wasn't any hound activity. I checked.
I guess we'll have to check on him after it wakes up. But I'm pretty rough and concerned about what could go down tomorrow, so I could use some rest.
Yeah, we've got a few things to think over and go over and deal with. Let's head back to the hotel and get some sleep.
Yeah, we'll take you back, and whoever sits shotgun, he'll hand him his beer and finish that. Don't waste it. Oh, it is cheap, nasty beer. It's bought for quantity, not quality. Yeah, y'all return to the hotel and...
Yeah, time to crash.
As they all leave the car, I'm going to ask Pulp if he can drive me somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll be too tired to notice that. I'm just be heading straight to bed.
Yeah, that's kind of my hope.
I'll watch briefly as Josh rides away with Pulp, but I won't say anything.
Yeah, I'll ask him to take me to the Dream Realm Casino.
Alrighty. Yeah, he'll... Gonna go have some fun rather than crash out like these people?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, and I don't sleep, so we're gonna go talk to some family.
Yeah, he'll shrug at that. Sounds reasonable. Once he gets you to the Dream Realm Casino, he'll... do you want me to wait for you, or...?
No. If I need a ride, I'll hail a cab or something.
Perfect. And he'll peel away, throw the beer can out the window, and head off for home.
I'll go pick it up and throw it in a trash can.
Jack.
When he said he got those bunches of hot dogs, he just now in my head, he's just Pimmy from My Kids You Know, the hot dog sketch. How many hot dogs do you think you eat in a day?
But so for all of you that are going to bed, any non-lethal will be cured by the time you get up, but you get your character level back for the sleeping, and any stat damage, it goes up by 1 point. Unless you have somebody who wants to roll heal checks to try to take care of double that number.
Our healer's not here.
Is that 1 point of stat damage per stat, or just 1 point of stat damage total?
1 point of stat damage per stat.
Sweet.
I'm okay. I'm still pretty banged up.
Where's Ernest go? Does he go in the hotel, or does he go home?
Oh, yeah. Ernest would have that moment of, when she'll say, like, we're going to bed, and he'll, oh, yeah. Yeah, good call.
Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, just give me a call in the morning, guys. And, yeah, he'll hail a cab and head home.
Sounds good. Later, Ernest.
Yeah, good work out there.
Oh, damn, that is a nice 48, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't realize just how nice it was.
On the way up, I'm going to get a bunch of ice from the ice machine and ice my shoulder and arm. the one that was chained to the handle that was the flail of me.
The one that's like 3 inches longer than the other arm?
Yeah, that one.
But with that, then we'll cut back over to Dosh. It's late night, but of course, walking into the main floor of the Dreamwalk Casino. Once inside, you can't tell that it's dark outside, and the amount of people here shows that they can't either. But machines jangle, themes go off, dice are rolled, people swearing. They walk by offering drinks. You are back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the bar for a minute and have a calm my nerves drink.
Yeah, being ran by Sprite, this place has a wide variety of android alcohols.
Yeah, so I was hoping. I'd probably get my book out again. Like, oh yeah, I wanted to look at my book. Like, it's kind of that nagging feeling in the back of my head. Like, oh yeah, I wanted to check my book. Be like, what the fuck is all this? Like, doing this, like the same, repeating the same emotions, the same. No one's here though, so I'm just like, I think my book's broken. And like, oh, look around, the guys aren't there. When I finish my cocktail, I'll just probably tuck it back in my coat.
The last part you'd read there was, confronted outside in a park near the hotel, Dosh encountered Envy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Envy was, let me see my notes here. I don't think Envy was coming from me, was they? I can't remember exactly which one.
Envy is your opposing audible.
That was the one they fought already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does it have any details on Envy?
It does not. Like, you're the main focus of the book.
Yeah. I was hoping to see if you had any updates that I could be aware of.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't. Nothing like that.
Yeah, nothing that detailed. Okay. Yeah, I'll put my book, tuck my book away with the mention of Envy and my family, and finish my drink, and then the book slips from my mind as I head upstairs. Or I'll contact Sprite and let her know that I'm...
Yeah, Sprite will... Oh, excellent. You've returned. By yourself. The rest of your team's okay?
Bit scratched up. I needed a break.
Once you head up to the top here, Sprite's in the luxury room that you'd met them before. The wide open spaces, the potted plants, large windows that kind of look out. The vid screens that play across the top as they'll kind of step down. The few guards that are here, they'll motion for the guards to head out. So it's just you two as they'll kind of clapping their hands lightly together. So were you able to get the information we need to bring down Creek?
So in my memories that are changed now, we still remember the time player, right?
Yes.
Okay. But we don't remember the Oblivion Monster. With the Oblivion Monster gone, do we remember all the weird tentacles and stuff, or are those gone too?
Those are all part of the monster, so yeah,
okay.
They're all
gone. I thought so. But, okay. I just wanted to double check to make sure I was... I'll stroll into the room, my cane clacking on the hard floor, echoes throughout those, you know, the big empty room. Say, I think we'll be able to bring Creek down tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. I'm very happy to hear that, Dosh.
Yeah, I'll say he has a merger that's going to happen with the Gabuto Syndicate. I think we're gonna put a stop to it.
They'll spin around a bit. You can see their scarf that plays music videos and things like that kind of twirls with them as they... I do not see how Creek will survive this one.
But confronting Creek, kind of... We're not really... Didn't confront him. What would I say? Watching my friend Keegan have these issues with his father kind of reminds me of our family a bit. About our father.
Oh, of Control.
Oh, of Audible.
And yeah, they'll kind of slow down and, well, how so?
Well, most people are stuck with their parents, right? They don't get a choice.
Correct.
But we have a choice.
And yeah, they'll kind of sense motive. By what do you mean by that, Dosh?
I was thinking, what if we did remake Audible, but in a better way? We get rid of the parts that we don't like. Keep the parts we do like.
Well, a nat 20 my sense motive.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's beautiful.
Sprite, when it seems creativity turns quickly to deceit, you know that what you are suggesting would be inviting all of us to come after you, and Control wouldn't like you taking a piece that you're not supposed to have.
Well, Control just... he needs to broaden his horizon. Think bigger.
No longer do they look like they're heading over to pour you both a drink, but they are looking at you with... looks like they're, what? They're not, like, readied, but they're... looking to see what you do next.
Yeah, they're just tense.
Yeah.
There's that tension there. Yeah. I'll say, it won't be forever. And then I'll swing at her.
Go ahead and give me that attack roll.
I will fight expertly, but not defensive. I rolled a 19.
All right. Yeah, with a 19, Hope dodges out of the way, or Sprite dodges out of the way, sending up a kind of like field of scattered static that conceals the area, right? Like it's kind of like a white noise mm-hmm. kind of reactive effect goes off.
If she 5 foot back, can I follow her?
You absolutely can. Yeah. The cloud will explode in static and noise, but your step up will continue and she'll attempt to strike at you. She doesn't have a weapon or anything. She just uses her hands, mainly trying to like knife hand strike at your chest on the side where they can try to get access to your core.
Mm-hmm.
With a 32 on the first strike.
Misses. I have a 36 currently. Okay, yeah.
All right, and they will spin around and try to strike with the other hand as well, but will miss.
And when they miss, they provoke an attack of opportunity from me due to stick biting. 15, okay. Oh, natty one.
With a nat one, as you whiff, Sprite would, I guess if it has to be this way, you're not a bad first edition before I go after fear, but it is your turn.
I'll say, we were always going to do this, weren't we? As I take my stick again. This time I am fighting defensively for 30 to hit.
30 will hit.
For 18 damage. She's my guile partner for Isolus Guile.
Okay.
And my stick stance partner for my stick counter.
Yeah, you'll see her strikes become a little bit more focused and less going for your weak spots. So she seems to stop power attacking. I think I'll call myself inspiration once I consume you. With the 30, we'll miss.
Which the 30 will miss, which provokes for 18.
Miss. Yeah, she'll attempt to strike again as you are both, moving across this wide open kind of marble floor. You're kind of getting the sounds of, like, your stick hitting as she's blocking with her arms, both with your tall android legs. What, this is looking very, there's an animation style that came to mind. Like, it's, I'd imagine it's almost kind of like, Jack Skellington kind of fighting.
yeah. I can see that.
35.
35 misses because of my sticks. I can choose an attack to block counter.
Okay. Then, yeah. So both strikes, you're able to parry away as you move across, backing her towards the alcohol cart that she was originally going to get drinks for you, but it is your turn.
Yeah. I will full attack this time as I swing my stick and say, you're going for fear before me with a 25.
25 will hit.
I'll swing again. The 16.
We'll miss.
And then I will do my stick maneuver, which I will... I'll try to trip her since she's 21.
21, she's able to dodge past it. Stepping behind the alcohol cart? Kind of as you clack against that.
Yeah. So my first hit's 20.
Okay.
When were you planning on striking?
She'll grab the alcohol cart and pick it up and swing it down towards you. Like as alcohol splashes and bottles scatter, glass breaking all around, she'll attempt to hit you with a two-handed alcohol cart with a 38.
That misses.
All right. She'll let the momentum kind of carry as she gets close, but you're obviously able to see it coming and parry it away as you guys continue to move across the floor here. Fear always stays where they are. There's no hurry there, but it's your turn.
I'll do the same thing. I'll say, when I recreate us for 31,
it's
there will be no fear. 13 for a miss. I'll try to disarm her bard cart for 17.
All right. 17 does not disarm the the bar cart.
21 to hit, or for damage.
All right.
I say, but I could use Hope.
Yeah, she'll withdraw directly away from you, kind of throwing up the cart in between you both. And she'll withdraw heading towards the edge of the room here with the vid screens that would look out onto the outside of the city. She spends her full turn withdrawing and then taking that stance, getting about 20 feet away from you.
Her back's to the glass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With this distance now, with that static field she's creating, the vid screens in here all start playing static, okay. Making it very hard to see her as she moves across the wall.
For sure. I will go to where I think she is and make a strike. 22.
22 will miss. Go ahead and give me a perception. If this fails, this next attack, though, will come at you as you're flat-footed.
Oh, perfect. Natty one.
All right. Yeah, Sprite will punch out. You'll notice kind of the scarf partially wrapped around her as well as her arm as she's using that to kind of hide herself from you as she will smash into you. I would love to give you hope, but that is not something I'm willing to do today. You'll have to settle with despair. With a 28 to hit.
I will. I got two. If I can get two AC, she loses. I'm going to repost. Possible. It doesn't say. Okay. Yeah.
23.
No. I thought I had an immediate action. Oh, dodging panache. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. So it's a free action to repost. It is an immediate action to dodging panache. So if when I notice my repost fails, I'll move 5 feet back and add my charisma to my AC, which means it misses.
Alrighty. Yeah, amongst the static field, she thinks she lands the blow on you, but you're able to jump back, and it is now your turn.
5 foot forward, where I think she is, and strike at her for a 29.
The stack does not give her enough concealment to dodge it, so she will take the hit.
22 to hit.
She will dodge.
Attempt to trip. 23.
Nope. She's able to jump over your stick then and avoid
it. Sure. I hit her for 18 damage.
She will do a flurry of blows, attempting to knock you back with a 23, a 25, and a 36.
They all miss. And if attack misses by 5 or more for styling riposte, I can make an attack opportunity against a foe. I can only do this trick once per day. So I'll do that again. 22. Man, I can't roll with shit.
Yeah, she continues to parry and block your stick, but it is your turn.
I'm going to shift next to the wall, and I'm going to bash my stick against one of the screens.
Okay. Yeah, you put that big crack in it so you can see what... It's still playing static, but now there's those like black spots where it's broken, where the doesn't connect with the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a very clear and kind of obvious spot where it just is not functioning.
Is that just an attack or is that my action?
I would say it's just an action, rather than have you like roll damage versus the screen and all that.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my turn then.
Perfect. She will attempt to move forward and try to push you. Looks like she's pushing you just straight back, not like towards the vid screens or anything like that. It looks like she's trying to push you back with a 37.
That hits.
Alrighty. Then, with that bull rush, what is your CMD?
I don't know if I'm calculating it correctly. Does like fighting defensively and stuff add to CMD?
It does.
Oh, okay. Then no, it doesn't hit.
Okay.
Because I'm not adding any of that to my CMD, so my CMD would be upwards of 40.
Gotcha. Okay. So what? She places a hand on you, but you're able to quickly push it away, move it away before she can get any leverage. Your turn.
Yeah, fast, but you're not fast. You're with a natty 20.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a 28 to confirm.
Confirmed.
32. 36 damage.
Yeah, with that 36 hit, Sprite will hit the floor. You can see their arms take enough hits and dents across it now. What, as you smash that critical area as they slip on one of the bottles from the alcohol cart that's rolled over this way. Once they hit the ground, you can see that they're pretty dinged up to a place of not being able to mount a defense.
I'll ask her. I'll say, what happens next?
Well, you can leave and leave me here, or you can consume my core. And you will bring me along.
I'll say, and what will we become?
That is up to you. I'm sure it will be interesting.
I don't know how to consume her core, but I will attempt to.
Yeah.
You unhinge your jaw and devour the entire body.
Yeah.
Last thing she's able to say before you crack open the chassis to get to the core is that she says, I hope you are everything you wanted. As you crack open the core there, similar to your own, there's a metal shell casing around the outside. It takes a little bit before you're able to twist and get that off, where you can find the liquid metal center to it. You're able to open your own chest as well and pop open that shell as you take the liquid metal center from Sprite's and add it to your own. Reverse cell division kind of look of like, once they start to touch and connect, yours will overlap and it then resume the same size it was before. As your core overtakes Hope's, you can feel your mind expanding and really with new feelings and thoughts. Can feel that you are Audible's aspiration.
Can I feel Hope within me, like her personality or their personality?
You do not feel them.
Okay.
They are not there. Like, you can't talk to them. Their memories have been consumed by yours.
Okay.
But imagine that there's parts of you that will reflect Hope's kind of demeanor.
Okay. Yeah.
It does also grant this as Audible's aspiration. You can raise aspirations or smother them. If someone is benefiting from a morale bonus, you can add a +1 to it. Or if someone's suffering from a fear or mind-affecting condition, you can increase the penalty by 1. This is a constant effect. You can basically overcharge, use this power up, and end this effect for 24 hours to give somebody an additional use of a power that's tracked in days that they're out of.
Oh.
Or take away that ability from another person for 24 hours. So I'll like
take it from them.
So, like, if like they had a dragon's breath, you could turn that off for a day.
Okay.
but it has to be something you know about, right? Like you couldn't say like Lucius can't cast spells.
Yeah, yeah. But I figure I got to get the hell out of here. I'll lay her on a couch or something.
Okay.
No alarms or anything are going off?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave the way I came in.
Yeah. As you were heading out, you will bump into Domin.
I only met Domin the one time that he was in.
Yeah, and Domin would... Oh, hey, Dash. Wow, you're here late.
Yeah, we had important realizations today.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah, Sprite's out for the night. Duchelle said if I run into you to let you know to pop in first thing tomorrow morning.
All right, go and give me that bluff.
Yep. Luckily, bluff is one of the things I'm kind of okay at.
And Domin will sense motive.
35.
Okay. Yeah, with a 23, Domin will... Ah, jeez. Okay. Yeah, they'd asked me to bring up some reports, but I guess I'll hold off till morning. Hopefully you have some good news for us. And I guess it's moments like this where you'd feel that tinge from Sprite of, like, where you want to give them hope.
Okay. I'll say it might. It seems like they're going to get what they want. It looks like Mesa Creek might go down.
That's great to hear. Well, tell Forrest I said hi.
I'll just nod and walk off.
Is there anything else you do with the rest of the evening?
Feeling hopeful. I'll probably go back to the hotel as well.
As in literally full of hope because you ate her?
Yeah.
Very well. Then morning will come. Keegan, how are you feeling this morning?
Not good. I didn't sleep much. Basically slept almost on the sword, having it laying on the bed next to me, because I'm not letting out of my sight.
Are you wearing specialist with that thing real quick?
It's it's not a precious type thing. It's more of a this can mess stuff up, and I'm still deciding how best to handle it or trying to. So yeah, I was drifting in and out a little bit all night and not getting a lot of sleep.
All right. Lucius, Fours?
I forget how quickly we needed to actually confront Taro. He's like maybe at dawn or something, or was it just like a vague, like, let's hang out in the afternoon? Or
we all sleep in 3 hours.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Do I need to, like, set an alarm? Is it that kind of day? Or can I just wake up whenever?
Like I do.
He said he'd see you in about 8 hours, so he said you could save his number, so whenever you...
Well, this is going to be ridiculous. I, like, wake up 8 or, like, probably 10 hours later or something. Yeah, I'll call him late as I wake up.
All right, yeah, you'll be stress bold.
Taro, are we still meeting up today?
I was under that impression, unless today does not work for you.
Honestly, I had a rough day yesterday, but today's going to have to be as good as any other. You set the site. Allow me 4 hours to get there.
In standard tradition, we will have food for everyone once you arrive.
That sounds nice.
And he'll hang up.
Beat me to it.
Call him back, hang up on him first.
Right, yeah. Looks down at his phone, buzzing, sees Lucius's profile picture. Yeah, nice try.
But Fours, how are you feeling this morning?
So I'm thinking after I got back, I used what was left of my shifter powers to restore myself. But after that, I'm thinking I was super hungry, so I just raided the vending machine. So I'm all full of junk food. Just sprawled out on the couch. Probably would wake up with Lucius's call. Do you know where we're meeting?
Yeah. He laid it out in the last episode, right?
Yeah, you guys are meeting up at a closed-down quarry.
Right.
A little bit outside of town.
That's right, the Power Rangers fight. Mm-hmm.
We got this.
It was always a quarry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why that just clicked in my head when you said that.
But yeah, I guess you would probably wake up then when Dosh returns in the late, or the very, very early morning as well, before going back to sleep or however you'd like to. And then, yeah, Oswald.
Oswald, I slept through the night, but it probably wasn't particularly pleasant. I'm sure he was having bad dreams.
and I'm not sure when he would wake up. He didn't set an alarm, especially not with what Forrest said. It sounded like Forrest was going to reach out when it was like when we figured out what was going on today. Forrest thankfully did not inform Oswald that Taro had called or that there was anything on the agenda for today. So as far as Oswald knows, we're still on like the week-long timeline. So Oswald probably went to sleep hoping that today would kind of just be a day off for him, that he would just be able to sleep the whole day.
Surprise.
he is probably getting cold up there.
At least there will be food.
Yeah. So yeah, up to you if when Oswald wakes up.
Didn't we like try to call get you? Get sleep stuff? Weren't we trying to get like sleep grenades or something? Wasn't that like a plan? Did we ever get those?
Yeah, I've got them.
Okay. Because if we actually have to get out of there, I won't put you to sleep, Oswald.
yeah, we got some go to sleep bullets from Bombs and Bro. I grabbed 20 of them. I don't know how good they are, but or if they're even real. For all I know, the bro just wrote the word sleep on the side of a standard bullet.
There's that possible.
Yeah. It's the sleep brand bullets. They're not sleep bullets.
It's we'll make sleep, you go to sleep in quotation in a sense. Marks.
Yeah. They'll put people to sleep. The last sleep.
So yeah, Oswald's up in his cocoon, shivering in his hoodie, sleeping still.
I'd probably send you time and location for the quarry.
Surprise.
So, just to be super clear, you are not sending me context about what to expect when I get to the quarry or why we're going there. You're just saying time and location, like, here's the start of our work day.
Are you sure I didn't mention Taro when I was
up? Yes! Yeah, I was waiting to see whether you're going to do it, because I would have... Yeah, no, you didn't mention Taro. I wasn't present for the phone call. Like, Oswald is 100% out of the loop.
I'm so happy right now.
So, if you're sending me date time and location, I'm going to say, okay, cool, that's just where we're meeting to continue with our planning or something.
Let's see, would you think that? Yeah, probably.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why else I'd be going there.
I would probably, in the brief message, I would probably say that we are meeting Taro there without any details, because I don't really have any details beyond that.
Okay.
Did I not make it clear that we're gonna fight?
Yeah, you said you were gonna fight, yeah.
All right.
Did you not want us there?
No, I want you guys there. What if he brings guys? That'd be real awkward.
He'll bring guys, but they won't fight.
He's bringing guys in case I bring guys.
Which means it would be embarrassing if you didn't show up with your own guys.
Yeah. Please refer to Michael Jackson's like... Beat It music video.
I will probably text you back, Forrest, and say, what do you mean we're meeting Taro? I thought he wasn't in town for another few days. No, you know what? I would not text you. I would call you.
Hey, do you really want a text response from Forrest?
Yeah, no, we're escalating the phone call.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I would start typing a text because I'm already like in text mode. It's like, wait, this is dumb. So, yeah, Fours, what do you mean you're meeting Taro?
Time's up.
I'm gonna swipe down on my HCOM to look and see what day it is to see how long I've been asleep.
they pushed their timetable up.
Oh.
And Lucius wants to fight him.
Really?
The old Lucius can't fight red flag pops in your head.
Okay. So we're all gonna go fight Taro and I'll look at where you sent me like some quarry? Is that what this place is? Where is this?
Yeah, looks like. And I'll rattle off the official name of the whatever state quarry.
We're playing this by ear, aren't we, Forrest?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be there.
Are we picking you up or are we meeting you there? Because it seems...
Oh, I'll meet you there. I'll figure out how to get there. Unless, Jeff, that's totally not reasonable with the geography of the city and the time.
With the quarry being out where it is, you'd run out of stuff to kind of grapple swing from?
Yeah. I imagine I'd be taking a vehicle to get out there.
All right, then, yeah. I mean, if you're taking a cab, you can definitely do it.
Okay. My intent is to go straight there. I don't know how far in the future this meeting time is, but if I can get there beforehand, that's what I would like to do.
Okay, yeah. When you get there, there are 5 people there. They've set up a small tent. There is a table. There are chairs. There is some food. You can see currently being grilled.
Okay. That's weird.
I mean, but you would recognize what from the top there? Marsh and Siren, at least. You've met okay. That casino.
That's less weird. There's a point of stability in my universe. Fuck it. I guess we're playing it by ear, right? I'll go over and walk up to this group of guys.
So you head down the quarry before starting to approach, and yeah, there are 4 Corleans, 1 lizard folk. Marsh and Siren are 2 of those 4. But you'll see an older Corleon, bald-headed. You can see the edges of what kind of snake tail tattoos that come out of their sleeves on both sides as they look at you with that almost are you lost kind of look.
Yeah, I'll channel my inner Lucius and walk straight up to Taro and just like hold out his hand like, Taro Shin, good to meet you. I'm Oswald.
Pleasure, Oswald.
I'll kind of look like around him like, is that breakfast?
Yes, we're grilling the eel now. Your boss said he'd be here in a couple hours.
Cool. So if the food's not ready yet, then I will just take a seat and, I don't know, pull up my HCOM and probably for the first time in like weeks, I'll notice that I have hundreds of like unread Harvest Farm notifications. And I'll start, clearing my farm of whatever happens when you ignore the game for several weeks.
Yep, you have multiple requests from Gore as well as Chesaro asking for help with their farms and the stopping raids.
Oh, yeah, I'll start shipping them all turnips and rutabagas and whatever the heck I've got.
Okay, yeah. 4s as well. This morning you would have a text from Chesaro that just has a picture of face scarred on one side, bearded, kind of upside down triangle of a Corleon that I don't believe you've ever seen. And it would just be from Chesaro saying, is this guy cool?
Is this guy cool?
That's just going to be kind of baffling to me. And I guess I'd send a message back. Who is that?
All right. Yeah, they will get back to you when they do. But with the time before you head to the quarry, what are you all up to?
I'm remembering that Taro had, in our conversation, said that he was apologizing for what he did to Xavier, like he messed him up or something. Is that something that I remember, or is that something that he's just saying as a...
He was apologizing so much as assuming that you were here for revenge because of what he did.
Right. Do I know what he did?
You can assume it's probably that time your brother was in the hospital.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And that he's okay now still.
Mm-hmm. Then that is what I'm going to assume. I don't think that I've got a lot of... I don't have anything I really feel like I need to pick up on the way. Yeah, I just gave 4 hours just in case anybody needed any sort of time. So I guess I don't really do very much except for just kind of fret a little bit for like 4 hours or, you know, a few hours before we leave. And that's me.
I am going to clean my weapons, clean my gear, get all suited up, realize I have a lot of stuff.
All right, Dosh Fours.
I don't think I brought really a whole lot of gear for this, so I think I'd grab those if we still have pairs of the fancy dimensional manacles, probably grab those just because they're universally handy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool that Ernest let you keep those.
Oh, was that specifically supplied by a hand?
Yeah, as far as you remember. Yeah, Sheriff Blank and the hands let you guys have them.
Blank.
We haven't gotten any messages from Jones, the Joneses, or any of those developments.
Not yet.
I'll be like, guys, you're gonna be mad at me.
Yeah.
I merged with Sprite last night.
Nice.
Congrats. Okay.
Do one of those slow head tilts and like look at everybody else. Like, so what does that actually mean?
Yeah, she's not with us anymore. Well, she's with me. She's not around anymore.
Be less vague.
Androids take it to another level.
I'll say, we're not like normal androids, Keegan. Normal androids can't do what we did. technically, she's dead.
I've got some special modifications under the hood.
Yep. I absorbed her essence.
you're not.
I beat her to death with a stick and ate her. Josh is getting frustrated.
You'd be surprised what we could interpret as innuendo.
Josh is like, never mind.
No.
You'll figure it out soon enough.
You, why?
I'll say, I think it's kind of what we're meant to do.
Huh.
She was already planning on striking out against one of the other versions of us. I just got there quicker.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm great. I feel better than I have in a long time, actually. It's like, I've always been trying to complete myself, adding arms, legs, doing all kinds of weird stuff, and this is the first time that I felt like it's worked.
Huh. Jokingly, back in my mind, I started thinking about eating pulp.
You want a downgrade. What if I took out this engine and I just put on this shit?
Okay.
But I kind of worry that the eyes of the law aren't going to see it that way.
Well, yeah, weren't they a casino lord?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you a casino lord?
Mm-mm. I don't know if you Highlander. Casino lord title. I mean, but I did kind of Highlander, but I don't think legally I did.
Yeah, you absorbed her essence, so you're kind of her, right?
Yeah, just not her assets.
Yeah, just not, yeah, her assets.
I wonder if we can get with Okani and just make you legally...
Right?
Yeah, should we call our lawyer well again? As you...
No, we should probably go to get out of town, maybe to the quarry.
We don't need another side quest before quarry time.
Probably best,
because I can start telling you about the sword right now.
Love the idea of sending Oswald in. Actually, we decided to skip town.
Hell, you deal with Taro Shin, we'll be.
You got this.
We're going back to Dust Banter. I need to get our spot back.
Right. So, yeah, joking aside, yeah, once we deal with Taro, we should get out of here.
Yeah.
I think we just created the fifth hangover movie.
All right, then with that, you all head out towards the quarry. As you get to the bluff that overlooks down into it, you can see six forms down there, all kind of gathered around a table. And as you drive down to the bottom of the quarry and approach, you would see who you assume to be Taro Shin, sitting with three other Corleans, two of which you know, Marsh and Siren, and a lizard folk that is currently showing Oswald how you apply the jelly to the bottom of the bread so you can put the rice and then put the eel on top to make a nice pita that holds together.
Mm, I am definitely interested in doing those things because texture is important in my food right now.
Cherry X would... this is the way I like to do that. Some people like to tear their breads in half and make a sandwich. But this is how I found the best way to eat eel and keep all those juices in.
Yeah, I will be appreciative and friendly. I'm also not an idiot, so I am also, like, checking all these guys out as I've been here for hours, like, whether they have weapons, whether this place we're in seems to be staged with explosives, you know, like, is this a trap?
As far as weapons go, all of them have Corleian gladii.
Even Marsh.
Marsh does not.
Refuses to get a new one.
Ravine and Zarek's both have auto rifles. And Taro does have a energy pistol on his belt, but it looks more decorative than anything. Like, there's not wear and tear you see on it.
Sure. It looks like Lucius's pistol.
Right.
But as the vehicle approaches, Taro would, your friends seem to have arrived. But Oswald, yeah, there's nothing here that would tell you that there's bombs planted all about the area or anything. Well, did you guys use a cab or use Pulp?
Oh, let's have Pulp deliver us, yeah.
You'd see Pulp's vehicle right up as the window rolls down and a plume of smoke will come out.
We should get a cab. We will get out.
Yeah, jumping out. Are they making like a lot of food?
Yeah, enough for basically 10 people plus to eat.
It's like the Brazilian camp at Burning Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting out, I'll turn back to Pulp and say, hey, it looks like there's plenty of food for everyone.
Yeah, as he gets out, Taro would, oh, hello, Mr. Peru. And Pulp would, greetings, Mr. Shin.
Uh-huh.
Did we bring Ernest?
You know, I don't think we did. I think he's expecting a phone call.
He's never going to get that call.
I was kind of considering that being the way that we don't. But no, I have no intention of bringing Ernest on this one. If we make it out, we can give him a call when we head back to Dargath Empire.
But Pulp will take a seat, and Shin would walk up to you, Lucius, and it is a pleasure to meet you in person.
I'll kind of look him over and say, I wish I could say with confidence likewise. This is a circumstance that I wish we could avoid.
Well, it is your actions that brought us here.
It's Typh Raylan's actions that brought us here. As I kind of juggle with some words, I'm just resigned to, how could you ever think that he wouldn't defeat you?
I'm confident in my abilities as well as the secrets that I've learned since then. I understand Typh is formidable.
You don't.
But he is, in his core, mortal.
And I'll kind of shake my head and scratch at my brow and I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, he'll sense motive on that. And interesting. What do you mean by that?
Taro, in full honesty, I have been reluctantly working with Typh. I've always had a strong respect for him, but in more discovering who and how he operates, what he is, I have some damning evidence that would show that he's more than meets the eye. In the Dargath Empire, we had a Justicari that was trying to perform some type of insurrection against him, and I have files from that. He's a monster, literally. And at this point, he holds all of us, everybody that we love, in some aspect, kind of hostage. And I don't know how we get past it, but I'm hoping, fumbling with my words, I never wanted to have to kill you or fight you or have the conflict reach this far. I was always hoping to find an alternative. All the same, I'll bring out one of our tablets that would show the Justicari files.
I appreciate the information, but I see no other choice. I cannot surrender and then what, end up like you?
Why can you not? Oh, that hurts. You don't have anybody.
What has your cowardice bought you besides a lifetime of servitude?
Yeah, I'll think on that a second and say I'll have a chance to fight again another day. Or maybe you're right. Maybe I am a coward, and maybe my friends and family will live another day. I say that with sincerity, not trying to provoke.
I understand that, and that is noble of you.
Is it?
But I would not want to have slavery to your CE overlord. And if I can fight him honestly with the blade of a Vyrn or the power of a mast, I think I stand a better chance than most. My will has bent stronger men, and based on your information, if we can even call him that.
Is the blade present?
It is not.
Okay. Then I'll ask, where is this blade that you speak of?
It is in Corlea.
Oh, great. I'm not worthy of the blade. Really? Watch this guy stomp me with his bare hands.
It's because people don't research this.
I do bank on that a lot.
Like, oh, it's these guys.
Is he wielding any sort of weapons right now?
He has that gun at his hip, but otherwise, no, he does not have any weapons visibly showing on him. And the gladii.
All right. I'm going to do a long con thing, and I am going to make it obvious that I am casting Detect Magic to look at his weapons.
Yeah. As you go to cast, he'll definitely recognize that you're just casting Detect Magic and will not respond offensively in any way.
Right. You're stunned by Keegan.
Right, it might not be the case.
This is like five different Keegans.
So,
but his sword and gun do glow, as does his whole body. Like, you can see his tattoos are giving off a lot of arcane energy.
All right.
Siren would as well. All the gladii here would glow.
Well, good for me to know that, yeah, my most basic of spells to avoid damage aren't going to work. But more, that it's kind of a show that he might know that I'm a sorcerer, but I'm trying to make it seem like it takes me the normal effort to cast spells for one, and then trying to see what this sword is that he's all about. I'll then ask him that your gladii can't be the sword that you're speaking of.
No, the sacred relic of Avurn resides in the capital, but my contacts, I have seek permission to be able to use it for this one fight with Typh.
All right. I've rolled into this situation the same that I have for the kind of the previous, or how I have been. Like, I've got my scythe being held by a Hardlay attendant following me type of deal. So it's pretty obvious that I have a pretty strong weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Has he done anything to try to investigate me at all, magically or?
Yeah, he would respond in kind and cast a detect magic.
All right.
You'd say you'd notice that his somatic components are a bit different, but he'll recognize that the scythe definitely is extremely powerful and that you have an invisible servant that carries it around.
I'm very interested in how he casts spells. So it does look like he uses, or he's displayed that he uses at least some method to indicate that he's using a spell.
Go ahead and give me a spellcraft if you want.
I want to, because I feel like this, I'm hoping this is an edge that I have over him. Doopy 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 spellcraft. Randy Newman says 26. A little bit of an inside joke for y'all.
You can tell the way he casts seems to be mixed in with almost like a style or stance. Like, there's a martial arts. Still seems to be like a standard sorcerer. Like, not one like you.
Right.
But
he's in shape.
I kind of imagine it's like bending from...
Yeah, Avatar.
Yeah, like he has to do yoga to make it... to do his somatic components.
He does cool shit.
Yeah. Tai Chi.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's kind of the feeling you get is the thematics of how he casts make this look more like a physical act than a magical one.
All right.
He said that he had people working on getting the blade here by Typh. Is he having someone bring it to this fight, like teleport it or summon it somehow? Or was he saying that he's not using it in this fight at all and he's going to save it for Typh?
It looks like he's saving the weapon for Typh.
Okay.
While the sorcerers are both detect magicking each other's assets, I think I would also like to cast Detect Evil. And I know that like alignment is always kind of a squishy thing in big campaign. It's not nearly as black and white as it is in Standard Pathfinder, but you know, any whatever insight I get from that, I'm interested in.
I think they actually kind of did make it a little bit more black and white in Pathfinder, as in like you actually have an evil aura, like mm-hmm. if you like from a cleric to a paladin to whatever. So it's not so much your alignment, it's that you actually your class or an ability that you have actually gives you that you have an evil up to a level, I think. Even I forget
mm-hmm. in campaign we don't really follow that strictly.
Right.
Yeah.
I
know there's a whole chart that goes with the detect spells. It's a crazy thing.
It's kind of a mess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's less of a mess than back in the day. It was, well, this guy robbed from his dad or some shit like that, and now he's just evil stamp for life.
Mm-hmm.
Paladin smites work.
Yeah, I'm realizing that this is possibly an opportunity for Oswald to answer a question that's been lingering in his head for a long time now, which is just how much of a bad guy is Tar-O-Shin, and you know, the other like Kabuto guys who happen to be here with him. Or hell, even us.
Dosh, who just
I don't know that someone. You had relations last night. That's I wasn't in the room when you told anybody. When you told everybody.
Well, here's the thing too, is like does my backstory give me an evil background?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be interesting, this whole thing.
I might get knocked on my ass from Lucius.
Yes, Lucius would have a moderate evil aura, as does mm-hmm. Taro. Pulp has a faint evil aura.
Mm-hmm.
Arsh doesn't, but Siren does. Ravine and Xerix do not.
Okay.
Did you say Dosh did?
Dosh does not.
Yeah, I was curious about that. So you can eat a guy and not be evil.
It's kind of like eating your twin in the womb. Am I evil for that? What happens if they're full grown?
And gain your knowledge.
What if like, we just we're like eating your own limb scenario. That had to be amputated?
Yeah.
So, for sustenance.
That's how you grow it back.
I'm gonna be checking out everybody too. I know Taro is very, from what I understand, he's very into tradition, like a lot of core. Jeez,
got this.
Thank you. That he's really in tradition. That Taro is really into tradition. That's not even right. That's
Marshall's drunk.
I'm drunk. It's like that one thing when once you mess up, you feel like you're on the spot.
Yeah. I'm on the spot. I don't expect Taro to have an ambush, as he's very traditional from what I understand, but I still want to keep an eye out. I know Marsh has probably got his eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to size up the rest of the people he brought that I don't know already.
Yeah, looking around, you can see that all of them bear gladii showing that they've served in the military at some point. Even lizard folk.
Okay.
All of them seem to be what? They all have an air of a stillness around them, but also an air of violence and kind of how they're even relaxing. You see, you know, the lizard folk chatting up with Oswald. They do look ready to engage if need be.
Okay. Like they're ready in case we try something.
Yes.
I don't think I would have mentioned earlier.
Huh? I'm sorry. I was going to chime in with a stupid joke and I stopped myself. I'll stop myself in time. I was going to say they have a guy waiting outside of town just spamming the hostile button. That noise over and over again.
What? Where? When I was getting ready this morning too, I don't think I said it, but I strapped all the swords that I have together, my gladius, Marsh's gladius, and the, what do we call it, the time blade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all strapped together with a couple belts on my back. And then I've got the constant blade on my hip.
Okay. Tarwin, please eat, and then we can begin.
And yeah, I'll sit down and start eating.
Yeah, rice, some curries, some spicy jellies, and a bunch of grilled eel, all served up in the Corlean fashion.
Nice. I am happy.
Yeah, you'd see Ravine is doing most of the cooking.
I would like to get up and go sit wherever Pulp is at and have a few words with him.
Yeah, mouthful. You can see the sauce kind of smeared across his face. Oh, I guess what? Both Lucius and Taro would, with their detect magics, would know that Pulp has two magic items on him, a ring, as well as his metal grill.
He got magic braces.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
So you have like a poison tooth type thing.
I'll sit down with Pulp and say, how's it going?
Yeah, mouthful of Oswald. What's up, man?
How long you been feeding information to Shin?
What, he'd finish his bite and, hey man, anybody who pays gets information.
Sure, you told us that at the outset. I just thought we were pretty careful to not mention Taro Shin while we were around you. So how did he know to pay you?
He'll point at Lucius, and I guess that guy's brother fucked up all his shit. Estebald's a name that, once it got back to Shin that you guys flew in, started paying for info.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, let's be honest, I wouldn't have taken it had I known that I'd win so much money with you guys. But, can't chase the past. And he'll light up a smoke right there. You can see Taro and a few of the other Corleans on their team look at him with that. Come on, man. People are eating that.
Yeah, I'll say that's true. You can't change the past.
Right. I was right.
You can just erase it.
And I'll get up and go back to where I was sitting.
Yeah, Pulp will occasionally be, so are we taking bets on this, or is this no?
Can't believe I ever shipped this guy.
Erase it.
Though I'm very curious, very curious who he's betting on, now that I'm about to actually inquire.
Pulp looks around, and you can ask him that, but you can see the Corleans don't enjoy his joke or his comment, and he'll kind of, it's fine, I guess. This one's just for show. A practice run, right?
I'll let him shut himself up.
He'll get up and walk back to his trunk and grab another beer and then come back.
There are better drinks available, and he still goes to his beer trunk.
Yes. but with that, once the food's done, Taro would look at you, Lucius, and are you ready?
Knowing that the food is going to end eventually, I am going to cast a spell followed by another one, assuming that no alarms go off. And it's just going to be bullet shield and protection from arrows as discreetly as possible. The spells have a really long duration.
Okay.
10 minutes per level, an hour per level. So I have intentions of slipping them in throughout the meal. And then come the time to fight, I'll say, I guess I'm as ready as I'll ever be. Are you sure this is how you want to go?
He smiles at you as he's taking off his overcoat. You can see the faint sheen of the Androjani scales that are embedded in his skin with his tattoos. The massive kind of world serpent that covers his upper chest and goes down his arms. I enjoy that confidence.
I wear like a sweater vest and have a belly. And
gonna lean over to Oswald. I should get some more tattoos.
Sure, Keegan.
All right, then I find my position as my Heartlight attendant with my weapon follows behind. I'm wearing my Albor cloak and all that, and I'll say then a moment of silence, please, because one of us is about to die.
Agreed.
Kind of bow my head a little bit. Can have a sense motive because I'm taking this time to buff myself.
Taro will take this time to buff himself as well.
Bastard.
I'll lean over to one, maybe the lizard folk. Like, so what do those tattoos do?
Exarix would, oh man, so much. The Great Shin and its bloodline has been touched by the World Serpent itself through his tattoos and through his own abilities. Each scale an accomplishment. Even I do not know what they all do. I just know that I'm really happy I'm not Lucius. You'll hear him kind of, as he's doing his motions and movements, and Johnny scale, and we'll cast Mage Armor as you watch his tattoo kind of like moves and shifts a little bit with each cast. Striking speed as he'll cast Haste on himself and Constrictor's Endurance to boost his con.
I'm going to walk over to Lucius.
I still have my head bowed.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till you finish. But I'm going to be at your side right now.
All right, after I cast, I'm going to have, and unfortunately not as cool spells. The main thing that I'm trying to do is have True Strike be the last thing that I do, so that on my turn, that's what I would be hitting them with.
Okay.
But I'm going to have Allied Cloak going. And then I'm also kind of a little bit curious about my surroundings.
Yeah, large open quarry. There's some machinery back towards one end, probably a few shacks. It's a fairly open area.
Mm-hmm.
Is my aspiration stuff, you said it's only morale bonuses?
Correct, yeah.
Have Inspire Courage going, my bard thing. That's something that's easy for me to pop up. Especially if he's going to be obviously casting spells, then I'm not as concerned. I was hoping to have a moment where I would cast spells and he wouldn't be. So, but obviously he's not. So yeah, what does Keegan have to say?
You do have a plan, right?
And I'll kind of look at you with some sparkly eyes and say, I do my best and nobody gets hurt that I care about. I've got a contingency, and that's that Forz is inheriting the money if this doesn't go well. And I'll give you a handshake kind of thing. And just, and then a wink and say, but I've got this.
I'll shake your hand back and move back to my spot.
Yeah. All this aside, though, like, I am very confident that I'm going to take this guy out.
I get the feeling that your whatever your plan is a round one kill move, but there are a couple of rolls that have to go well.
Taro will take a readied stance.
Something I also want you to consider is the position of all of his guys' weapons, because I might also false flag one of these guys shooting at me.
Alrighty, and that's where we will end the session.
Good grief.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Like, rate, review, blah, blah, blah. You know the stuff. You've heard it a million times. But still, do it. Our intro and outro are monolithic. You also heard Divine Violence, Everything Breaks, Don't Give In to Despair, and Laissez-Faire. Sound effects by Pixabay. I do really recommend going over and listening to Arcane Amphitheater. They have a wonderful cast and crew. Their GM does a great job with plotting all the fun stuff. So, I don't know. I think you'll enjoy it. All right. Bye. 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 Bye.